Welcome. You are listening to The Good Stuff, heard on great local radio stations like Baker, Montana, that's 960 AM, KFLN, and Sturgis, KBHB, 810 AM, and 105.5 FM, Big 81 Ranch Radio.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and Cherry County. In fact, if you go to visitvalentine.com, you'll find a list of 50 things to do. Smith Falls State Park, the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. Snake Falls, just southwest of Valentine, that is the largest waterfall by volume in the state of Nebraska. Yeah, I know, you thought Nebraska was flat and all that. Not the Niobrara Scenic River Valley. Check it all out. Visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News, they're not flashy or fancy. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out at tsln.com.
Do you want to know what would happen if men ruled the world? The top 10 list?
I thought they did.
Number 10, when a cop gave you a ticket, every smart aleck answer you responded with would actually reduce your fine. As in, cop, you know how fast you were going? And you say, all I know is I was spilling my beer all over the place. And the cop goes, nice one. That's $10 off.
Oh my God.
Number 9, it'd be considered harmless fun to gather 30 friends, put on horned helmets, and go pillage a nearby town. If men ruled the world, at the end of the workday, a whistle would blow, and you'd jump out of your window, slide down the tail of a brontosaurus, and right into your car, like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry I'm late, but I got really wasted last night would be an acceptable excuse for tardiness at work. Number 6, the funniest guy in the office would get to be the CEO. If men ruled the world, each year your raise would be pegged to the fortunes of the NFL team of your choice.
That is funny.
Number 4, when your girlfriend really needed to talk to you during the game, she'd appear in a little box in the corner of the screen during the timeout.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Number 3, if men ruled the world, Hallmark would make, sorry, what was your name again, cards? Number 2, nodding and looking at your watch would be deemed an acceptable response to, I love you. Oh. Number 1, if men ruled the world, any fake phone number a girl gave you would automatically forward your call to her real number. And one bonus in there. If men ruled the world, tanks would be easier to rent.
That is hilarious. That is very, very funny. Hey, we got this from Julie French up in Ortonville, Minnesota, KDIO. She's an amazing listener. We appreciate her so much. She sent advice from elderly people, and I've shared some of them, but I haven't shared all. So I thought I'd share a few more with you. Now, this, again, is advice from the elderly, so I think everybody better sit up straight and pay attention and listen.
Not from Julie, because she's not elderly.
Right. That's okay. Right. Pay your bills and stay out of debt. If I could have paid myself all the money I'd paid out in interest over the years, I'd be retired already. Sound advice. If you have a dream of being or doing something that seems impossible, try for it anyway. It will only become more impossible as you age and become responsible for other people. When you meet someone for the first time, stop and realize that you really know nothing about them. You see race, gender, age, clothes, forget it all. You know nothing, nothing. Those biased assumptions that pop into your head because of the way your brain likes categories are limiting your life and other people's lives.
Well, you know, here a while back, I shared a few quotes from presidents, and I thought I'd have a couple of those for you today.
That's good. That fits well with Flag Day coming up and 4th of July.
Yep. Andrew Jackson said, any man worth his salt will stick up for what he believes right, but it takes a slightly better man to acknowledge instantly and without reservation that he is in error.
And that's good.
Martin Van Buren probably couldn't tell you what president he was, what line, but he said it is easier to do a job right than to explain why you didn't.
Wow. That's deep. Work on that one all day, folks.
Some thoughts to leave you with today.
Yes.
And if you want to leave us with something, send your items to KimHBurge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for The Good Stuff.